The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm Adam.
I'm Peter. Again. And it's awesome.
Yeah, Pete's still in Korea, so yeah. One more week without the man.
I was going to say we're Peterless again, but I guess you're...
I'm not Peterless.
Hi, guys.
Speak for yourself.
Is that your Peter impression?
No.
Okay, good.
It's like a Stewie and Peter. A Peter.
It's a stewie and me. Because I'm Peter.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, so what have you guys been up to?
I actually checked out Witcher 3. I picked that up.
Nice.
A lot of fun. Very, very immersive game. There's really not much else
to say
about
it. Have you played any of the prior games?
I have not, no. So I just kind of jumped into the third one.
Do you feel lost, or do you...
No, not really. The opening scene does a pretty decent job about explaining it.
Nice.
And it doesn't, so far at least, it doesn't seem like a lot of backstory is going to be really important for it, so...
No, I watched Peter play a bunch, and...
Oh, he picked it up as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He got it right after we left the podcast.
Dude, it's an awesome game.
Yeah.
I did pick it up right away. It's awesome.
Shut up. But I was watching him play, and, like, there's a tremendous amount of cutscenes. They're very beautiful, so yeah. It's all right.
But there are a lot, and they're long, too, because
and
you
interact. And I was like, no wonder
the
gameplay is so fucking long, because nice. You have all these cutscenes. So it was like 50 hours, 30 hours of cutscenes, you know, yeah, 20 hours of gameplay.
I was reading something earlier how somebody did, like, basically like a speed run for it, but just, you know, pushing the button, just whatever would get them the faster. I don't know if there's... scenes you can't skip or something.
I haven't come across any yet. So far, I've been able to skip every scene.
It still took them like 25 hours to finish the game. So.
Yeah. I will say this. Your Witcher, like, teacher helps you fight a griffin. That guy is a bitch. He is a pussy. Yeah. How is he your mentor, man? I was watching Peter fight. The guy's hitting it for, like, one damage, and he only occasionally attacks it. So he literally does fucking nothing the entire fight.
That
Peter's
griffin,
like,
is actually what I have to fight next.
Peter's... And the griffin's tough, dude. Trust me.
I believe it. Dude, just the wraith that I had to fight was super tough.
Once you understand the griffin's attack mechanics, it's not too bad. Mm. And the other thing is the fact that you can ride away and heal and then come back, and the griffin will be at the same health. That was a big thing for Peter once he realized, like, oh, I can just get out of combat for a while, eat some foods, you know, get my health back up, and then go at it again. But I'll tell you right now, your mentor is a poos. He's a poos. I don't know how the fuck he trained you, because you surpassed him long ago, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think he's your mentor anymore. I think he's actually training your daughter at this point. Or was
I would tell him
daughter.
To back the fuck up off of my daughter, because you don't know shit, old man.
Or niece or something like that.
Fucking two damage attacks. Are you kidding me?
One thing I did really like about it is the side quests are a lot of fun. For example, one of them was last night is I got to be a detective and solve an arson in this tiny little town.
Nice.
So, like, you have a Witcher sense, which if you've played the Assassin's Creed games, it's like Eagle Vision. So, like, things that you can interact with are highlighted and stuff. That way it's a little bit easier to figure stuff out. So you're, like, following these footprints, and you're like, oh, there's a tinder box here, and then you slowly piece together this little,
like, you have to figure it out basically.
Yeah,
and then, nice.
And then when you fought the wraith,
drunk,
and then but are like the people like don't like you or something, right?
So a lot of them don't because you're
they
a freak.
Don't trust you or something like that.
Yeah, because the witchers go through some sort of augmentation process. To where their reflexes are heightened, they get specific eyes that look like cat eyes. To let them see and use their Witcher sense. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Even the monster fights, like I had to fight a wraith the other day, and it's pretty much your first large monster fight. And you've got to figure out how to fight her, and then she only appears certain times of the day. So after you fight her for the first time and she disappears, you're like, okay, I have to figure out, like, it's a little cutscene, and you're talking to yourself, and you're like, I've got to figure out what's binding her to this plane. And so you have to go through this huge thing of, like, trying to figure out, and, like, so you're searching this little deserted town for clues to try and figure out what the item is that's binding her to that. So it's, kind of get to go into like detective mode, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
not something I expected at all, by the way.
Yeah, you get it. You have to find the lady's cooking pan. She's like, I loaned it to him. I don't know what I was doing, and then he took it. And then it's just locked in the room. You like kick the door. You use like a blast spell, blow the door open.
Force push.
And there's a dude dead on the ground, and a cooking pan's there, and it's been scraped clean. And he used the char from the pan as ink.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, this can't be my pan. My pan was filthy. It's like, not your pan, bitch.
Seems like a great game. I've only heard good things about it.
The horse riding is fun.
Yeah.
Peter let me play for a minute, and I like rode his horse like up this wooden staircase, and the horse didn't really want to do it, so I'm not sure if you're really designed to, but I got it all the way up there, and then he couldn't get off and interact with the guy because he kept getting off behind the horse, and then he couldn't get up the stairs. It took him forever to get down.
One thing that's actually really nice about horse riding, too, is if you're following a path, you don't have to steer. You can just hold the gallop button, and your horse will automatically stay on that path for you.
Fuck that, man.
Nice. Yeah.
It makes it convenient. I'm like Will Smith and I, Robot Man. Manual override. Just like,
you're experiencing a broken leg. The hell I am.
I was actually thinking of getting Witcher 2 because it's only like $20. So.
Oh, that's a really good price. Yeah.
I was thinking of playing through that one first and then. It's supposed to be really good, too.
I believe it.
See if you got the hankering for number 3.
Yeah, pretty much. I've heard the like game mechanics for 1 aren't too great, so. Mm.
And one thing that I actually really liked about it is when I got to playing it, like, yes, I know there's some customization, but I thought, like, your two swords were the two swords you were stuck with, your clothing was the clothing you were stuck with, and you're just kind of changing stats. Not the case at all, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already on my third steel sword, and I'm in the middle of trying to get the stuff to build a different silver sword.
Nice.
When you find gear, it absolutely changes your appearance. So there's a lot more of the role-playing aspect in there as well than I expected there to be.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like a really awesome game. So, unless John has something to talk about, I think we'll jump into
don't
news
you?
Here.
Are we talking about, no? Sorry.
Hatred?
What? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, hatred.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so, there's a Polish studio, Destructive Creations. They created, on October of 2014, they released a trailer for their game, Hatred, and it's basically, you're just a, gravel voice killer gathering an arsenal and slaying all the innocent people of
your
town.
Going on a killing spree.
Well, I guess nobody's innocent. He's like, this is the time of vengeance and no life is worth saving. And then he goes outside and starts fucking people up. It got an AO rating, adults only. So Steam had originally dropped it at a green light and then they brought it back just recently. And it's actually going to get released on the 1st of June, so like 2 days and 16 hours from now.
The same day this episode drops, it's released.
So why'd they bring it back? Just like public outcry or something? Or?
Yeah, okay. No, people... It got 13,148 yes votes on Greenlight.
Nice.
Which is a lot for an unknown project at the time.
Yeah.
Lots of people want to go murder on a murder spree.
Apparently. And you know, we watched the trailer before the show, and I have to say... Damn, that shit is violent. That shit is hardcore. Like, the adults only rating...
absolutely fits.
Yeah.
Absolutely
but
fits.
The thing that got John the most was when he when they shotgun to the head.
Oh, God, he holds the guy up off the ground so that he's, like, off the ground and then puts a fucking, like, sawed-off shotgun to his face and blows his entire head off. And then he does something similar to a lady with, like, a 9mm and, like, sticks the gun in her mouth.
And she's saying, like, no, please, please.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking hardcore shit. Like, you
and afterwards, we all said, wow, that looks badass.
Yeah. Well, you were the first. You're like, that damn.
Hell yeah.
That game.
You gotta be ready to wreck some bitches.
It's like a shooting spree simulator. You ever, you know, just wanted to snap and kill everybody? Well, now you can virtually.
But Twitch decided to join in the little battle against it, and now adult-only titles cannot be streamed on Twitch.
I disagree with that. I think they should put like an age restriction on it, so like when you sign up on Twitch, you have to put your birthday in. So
well, you have to log into Twitch anyway to watch your shit.
Like, yeah, exactly. So they should be like, okay, if you're streaming Hatred, you have to be over the age of 18.
Yeah,
like, plain and simple.
If you're gonna watch it, it's not available.
No, it's ridiculous to just flat out ban it.
Yeah, and we'll see how that goes, because Steam already tried to pull it and everybody got pissed, so we'll see if Twitch gets a bunch of flack for taking away all adult-only titles.
I'm sure they'll get a bunch of flack, but Twitch makes so much money that I'm more curious about if they're going to give a fuck
or
not.
Yeah, Steam doesn't make any money.
Well, no, they make a shitload of money too, but...
They made $1 for me today.
Yeah?
Damn!
But I feel like Twitch has a little bit more... leeway when it comes to saying, no, we're not going to stream this, as opposed to Steam
saying, no, we're not going to sell this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's still going to piss people off, because, I mean, granted, adult-only ratings are rare. Like, there's not a lot of them out
there.
Like
an NC-17 when it comes to movies, basically.
Yeah. It just pretty much never happens for the most part.
Well, it's a game killer.
And most games that have got adult-only ratings, they were saying, is pretty much all sexual content in the game and not so much the violence.
Like Leisure Suit Larry always gets an adult-only rating.
Yep. Leisure Suit Larry is one of them.
because it, I mean, it's not really showing anything more violent than you can get in other games.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you're going into a building and just spraying.
Which looked hilarious. Like, he's literally just, like, in the entrance of a shopping mall, like, mowing people down as they run out the
police department at one point. Yeah.
I think the difference, though, is because you're
right. Shanking
there are
somebody repeatedly with his giant-ass fucking Bowie knife.
Yeah. One of the things that probably got it a mature rating, or that rating, was the fact that it's all humans. You can, like, you've seen Gears of War. You can be as brutal as you want, but those aren't human. I mean, Dead Space, Jesus Christ, but those aren't human.
Well, even with, like, the Assassin's Creed games, you're burying swords in people's skulls and stuff, but they're bad guys. Yeah. They're not just innocent people.
No, it's definitely the whole reason. It's just the fact that it's, you're going on a fucking, you're going postal.
Yeah. Yep. Which was also, I think, no, it just got a mature rating, but Postal was a fucked up game, too.
But, I mean, the game is fucking gnarly. Like, I was looking at the About This Game on Steam,
and
it's like, hatred fills your whole body. You're sick and tired of humanity's worthless existence. The only thing that matters is your gun and the pure Armageddon that you want to unleash. I was like, damn. You'll go out for a hunt, and you will clear the New York outskirts of all humans with cold blood.
Did you find anything on the price of this game?
No, I did not. Did you?
No, I'm thinking it's about $30. Because there's this one site called Instant Gaming that says $33, but they're the only site that says anything about it, so I don't really know how they know.
I think it's odd that, I mean, the game comes out on Monday, so today when you're listening to this, and 2 days beforehand, there's still no price listed?
Yeah. I could see $29.99 or something, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come out with it, but it looks like it's just for Windows and Mac.
That's what I was noticing, too, but it is... I think it was the Unreal Engine, which
Unreal 4, yeah,
works just fine on Linux. So,
oh, okay,
they could port it to it.
They could port it if they wanted to. But yeah, no, I just thought it was funny. I think it's crazy that Twitch is involved. I can't, you know, and the fact that Steam pulled it in the first place. I never heard about it, probably because they pulled it. But and it's just, yeah, it's just a straight up fucking shoot 'em up killer game, man. Like, bring your game face, get ready to wreck some bitches, because that's all you're doing.
It looks pretty cool, though.
It looks cool. The graphic looks good for a third-person shooter. It looks
kind of almost top-down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, when you're in the buildings and stuff, they basically, you see all the walls, but they have no roofs. God, he's just, I'm, like, looking at some of the screenshots. He's just fucking blowing up cars, going to town. Like, this dude is fucking...
I'll put that video up on the website for...
Let us know what you think, man. That shit looks hardcore. Yeah, AO, intense violence, blood and gore, strong language. anyways, that's what I want to talk about. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, it looks awesome. Definitely keep an eye out on that game.
One thing that I did want to touch about before we get out of news was everybody wants a hoverboard. There's been the gimmicky commercial that was kind of a spoof about hoverboards and that. Somebody actually has built a hoverboard and just recently beat the world record for distance flying on a hoverboard. They went 900 feet? 600 feet?
I don't remember exactly. You showed me this video, but
yeah.
I don't remember what the... They broke some record, though.
They broke the world record for distance. And it's completely independent. It's not hooked up to anything. I just thought it was really cool because, A, it's a hoverboard, but it's basically just two quadcopters, one underneath each foot with a board connecting the two of them. But yeah, so hoverboards, they're a-coming.
I've seen something on one a while back now that was like a hoverboard, but it had to be used on a certain type of flooring.
I
think it used magnets or something in the floor.
Okay. But that would be cool, too. Go to the hoverboard rink, you know?
Yeah,
have some fucking fun.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to go to the skating rink when I was younger, and I would never go now because I'm way too old for that shit. But I'll tell you right now, they open up a hoverboard rink, and I'm there. Fucking on that shit.
Oh, of course.
Oh, man. And then hoverboard sports are next? Like, are you kidding me? Yes!
Hoverboard skate parks?
Dude, like, what's that one they play from horseback? Polo? Hoverboard polo, man. There you go. Hoverboard croquet.
Hoverboard hockey.
Why croquet? Hoverboard what's that one, the Canadian one? Shuffling, is that what it is?
Oh, shuffleboard? Yeah.
No, the sweeping one.
Oh, curling.
Yeah. Curling, yeah, that one.
Hoverboard curling. I like that, you never slip on the ice. Yeah, I'm game. Hoverboards, man, they're coming.
Yeah, I thought that was exciting, so I wanted to throw that out there.
Eventually,
yeah. They're coming. I mean, this is the dude beat a record on something he built on his own. It's definitely not anything you can go out and buy anytime soon.
Yeah, and I don't know how he built it, but like you said, it's just like a two quadcopters basically like linked together.
Yeah,
which I thought was a really cool idea.
Yeah. Well, the thing was super loud in the video. I mean, it's being shot from a little ways away because he's doing it over a lake, and it's being shot from shore.
Right.
And you can still hear just wee, like. This thing is super loud, but don't care, hoverboards.
All right, so talk a little bit about E3 coming up.
Ooh, that is right around the corner.
June 16th to June 18th. So, getting there, a couple weeks, yeah.
You guys going to do anything for E3? I mean, aside from talk about it.
Yeah, we'll probably have like a special episode. Haven't really worked out the details of that yet, but
we definitely could do a little like mini episode for just E3 stuff.
Maybe. Either way, I'm sure that episode is pretty much just going to be about E3.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
There'll be so much shit to talk about. But IGN posted a list of games that they're either suspected to talk about or confirmed. And I imagine a lot of these suspected ones are just because they're obvious.
Unofficially, yeah.
Yeah, and the developer hasn't said it yet, but they're obviously going to talk about it.
Right.
The first one they have on the list is Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a huge Assassin's Creed fan, so I don't know anything about this game.
I am. I've watched a trailer. It's this one takes place in Victorian England. Nice. It looks like it's pretty much just going to continue to follow the mechanics of Unity. They don't really give you any gameplay at all. As of right now, it's just a cinema.
Right.
Cutscene. Yeah. Long fancy cutscene.
With some, like, transition from cinematography to cut to, like, gameplay, too. Like, you know how every game has that element where,
right.
Like, oh, we're about to step into a scene.
Mm-hmm. So like it does that. Show us a little bit of gameplay.
No, it stops at the cut.
Okay.
Turn, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see some more gameplay or something.
Hopefully there's not that many crowds in this one and the game can actually run.
Yeah, that's one thing that was a problem with Unity is there's just, it's so, the population is so
really?
Dense. Like, you run into a market and there's literally like 200 NPCs in this market. It's ridiculous. So yeah, hopefully it's not so system intensive.
The next game on the list here is Borderlands 3.
Haven't finished 2, don't spoil it.
Haven't finished 2 either, but and haven't played the pre-sequel, but I know a lot of people like that one.
This one is literally just 3, right?
This would be 3, so okay. It'd be after 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we've got, let's see, I'm going to skip some of these because...
There's a ton.
Yeah, there's a long list, and I don't even know what most of these are.
If there's an asterisk, it means it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Woo!
Yeah, not surprising.
An expansion of Destiny.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Call of Duty is for people who can't play Counter-Strike. Fact.
Yeah. Okay.
Fact.
Right. Take your word for it. Take your word for it.
Then we got Doom.
Yeah.
They released like a little 12 second trailer, I think.
12 seconds?
I think it was 12, actually.
It was 12, but most of that 12 seconds was black screen.
Yeah. And Fable Legends for the Xbox One, and then a Fallout 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck, yes, I'm excited for that.
I'm down with that one.
Halo 5.
Well, you skipped Gears of War 4, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty important one, I think.
Yeah. It's also a rumor.
I guess it depends, though, because 3 was kind of... When I beat 3, I felt like it's just a lot of the same shit.
Yeah.
I beat 1 and 2. I never played 3.
But Halo 5.
I just didn't care.
Yeah. Mm. Halo 5 for sure will be a huge deal.
I tried to
play
the first Gears of War not that long ago, and...
Is it rough?
It's rough.
Really?
I remember it being, like, beautiful,
you
know? Yeah. And then I got in, and I was like,
this looks like
this
poop.
Is not beautiful. And then I played online. I was like, I used to be really good online, you know, on the 3v3 maps. Used to wreck bitches. I couldn't kill anybody. I got kicked off of, like, 5 servers because they're like, you can't kill anyone. And they just kept voting me off, and I was like, fuck this game. Just quit. can't always go back.
Homefront 2. The Revolution. I don't know if you any of you guys ever played the first one.
It sounds familiar, but no, I never
played. It actually looked really cool when it was before it came out, and then I think it was just kind of
meh.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I played it in the game store.
Yeah. It's like takes place after like some war or something. You're in kind of a post.
You're like rebels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a little.
Then we've got, let's see, Kingdom Hearts 3.
I bet a lot of people are excited for that.
Yeah,
I never played any of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Those games are stupid.
I bet. They look really dumb.
Just kidding.
Your sword is a giant key. How stupid is that?
Then we got Lego Jurassic World.
Cash grab.
Yeah, but they don't, they
Lego
don't make
games
bad
are
games.
Awesome, though.
They make great games.
Yeah.
Lego's awesome.
And it's
like, I'll play Lego Episode 1 of Star Wars anytime, because that's just fun.
Lego Batman's really cool, too.
Dude, Force Unleashed was dope.
What does that have to do with Legos?
Well, he's talking Star Wars, and then I was just like, the Force Unleashed was a fucking awesome Star Wars game.
I want to play the second one.
They're both on Steam.
I guess then this one's a rumor, because it doesn't have an asterisk, but it says Mass Effect 4. Never finished the third one.
I haven't played
any of the Mass Effect
games. I actually
never played the third one at all, so... And then they expect Metal Gear Solid 5. I can't imagine that there won't be something released for that game.
And then for sure.
Minecraft Story Mode. It's a Telltale game.
I wonder if they're going to do it in like Telltale's classic art style, like cel-shaded, or if they're going to try and more mimic Minecraft's art style.
I don't know. I would imagine...
Is this just a mod to Minecraft then?
No,
Telltale Games were the ones that did like the Walking Dead game with all the chapters, and they did a Game of Thrones one that was apparently really good.
Yeah, okay, and this this here says Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, mobile, PC.
Mobile, PC. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't really find any pictures of it to see what the screen looks like, but. Could be cool if you're into those Telltale games. I really haven't played any.
I know
Walking Dead one's supposed to be good, but
your kid played it.
Yeah, both my kids have beat those games. Let's see, where was I?
They also did make Fables Telltale games as well, with like the comic book Fables.
Uh huh.
They did one with the wolf.
Big B.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. And then they did Tales from the Borderlands.
They did
also
a Telltale game. Yeah.
Then they got. Mirror's Edge 2 is more of a... It's a, another one that's, I guess, rumored or...
I'll try to be a story this time.
Right? I mean, there was kind of a story in the last one. Run.
Yeah, whatever.
That was pretty much a story.
Yeah.
Run.
Woo.
So yeah. John found a like a little video or GIF or something of the Telltale game.
It's actually like a little play-along, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Show me a boring press release. That's what I want you to do.
It was like the top.
He's not doing anything.
Riveting stuff right there.
I wanted a boring press release.
So it looks like Minecraft art style.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely shaded a little differently and stuff like that.
But not very much. That's like a nice marriage of the
How
two.
How can
is what
you
it
skip
like.
Naruto Shippuden?
Yeah.
Ultimate
Shippuden?
Ninja 4 Storm. Thing.
I haven't skipped that one yet, but...
You were gonna.
Yes.
Not anymore, bro. Got a big Naruto fan in the house, Adam.
So tell us about that game.
So basically, you play Uzumaki Naruto. He's the Jinchuriki with the nine tails, sealed inside of him. I have no idea what this game's about, but I'm pretty sure it's about Naruto, and then it's probably a fighting game.
Don't worry, you can make shit up because you've already lost me.
They did a pretty cool 3D, like, you know, like the standard fighting, but instead of side-scroller style, that's got a 3D arena that you can fight in.
Yeah.
Pretty fun, you know? Do different chakra abilities.
Right on.
Neat shit.
I remember you and Ed playing it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip a few here. Let's see.
Not Naruto, motherfucker, because we got that one.
Yeah, we did. See, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh.
Last Tomb Raider game was a lot of fun, so I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good things about it.
They did a great job rebooting that series.
Did you ever finish it, John?
No, that's not my thing. Is nothing.
Okay.
All right.
What? I signed an NDA.
Oh. Right?
So I can't say anything. So.
Then why even bring it up, asshole?
You already violated your NDA now.
Not really. I'm just not allowed
to talk. There's just an implication there that we can make.
Yeah.
You'll tell us all about it after the show.
No, I would never do that.
Trust me, please. Trust me. I want to do this again.
Rock Band 4. is also on the list,
which
there.
Is shocking. I thought that whole genre of gaming had died.
Right,
as well it should have.
Nah, dude, it's great at parties.
It is fun in a party
I
setting.
I hate playing those games drunk because it just gives me the spins. So I'm just like, nope, can't play. Like, I can't even watch them drunk.
And then we got Star Fox for the Wii U.
Yeah, that is childhood, man. Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised it took Nintendo this long to make a new Star Fox game. Because they completely skipped the Wii.
They did skip the Wii, but they had a GameCube game.
Yeah. Oh, they did have a GameCube game.
Which
right.
I liked that game.
Dude,
I
never played the original Star Fox.
Which one?
For Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's the best one.
Fucking love that game so much. Like, it's in storage with my Super Nintendo. I should get that back.
Not a bad idea. Should do that.
Then we got Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
Skylanders 2015. My son loves Skylanders.
I've never heard of it.
It's one of those stupid games where like you have to have the little figures that you put on like
a Mii?
Like a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little plastic figurines. Yeah, yeah. And, like you put them on a they're called traps or whatever. So
isn't there one that does a lot of like Marvel stuff as well? Disney Infinity, I think, is what it is.
There's that, and then there's the, what, Ambio or something like that?
I have no idea. I've never
there's
played
Amigo. That is
Amigo, that might be it.
Yeah, that's
is that
for
the Nintendo
Wii.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same kind of thing, where you have, basically, they just want you to buy those little
Is it Skylanders Superchargers? You know?
It's 2015.
No, I don't know. All it says here is Skylanders 2015.
Crazy. All right.
Not really a game any of us would play.
No.
So.
No, but it's a great way to get parents to spend more money on their children.
Right, exactly.
Like, I really want to play this character, so you need to buy him for me.
And then McDonald's has the stupid little toys, too, so he always wants to go there and get them. And yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I'm good now.
Okay. Damn you, children!
Then we've got Titanfall 2.
That's a rumor, too, but it could be cool.
It is. I never played the first one.
I've watched some Twitch Titanfall.
Yeah. It looks like fun.
Right on. Just Call of Duty with mechs.
But well, you don't have to be in the mech, right?
Yeah, no, you can set it on auto. And it'll sentry for you, and it'll go with you. And, like, while you can be a wall-jumping pilot.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was watching some people play. It looked really pretty.
There's a starting gun that you can walk in a room and like it'll target everybody's face, but it takes like 2 or 3 seconds to get everyone.
So if you sneak up on everybody,
you got it. But if they see you coming and you're seeing these lines of these projections to their heads, it doesn't matter.
But does it shoot everybody simultaneously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Or no, just 1, 2, 3. You know,
like really quick though. It's like an auto pistol.
That's super rad though.
But it takes a second. You gotta be careful.
And then Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Uncharted games are awesome.
I've never played any of the Uncharted games.
You should.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I got a PS3, he gave me 1 and 2. He's like, you're playing these first. I was like, okay.
1's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they out for PC? Or is it just...
No, it's just PlayStation.
They're just PlayStation.
Oh, well, guess I'll never play it.
Well, unless Peter comes back from Korea and then buys it and then lets us play it.
You can pick up a PS3 pretty cheap.
Is it going to be released for the 3, you think?
No, but Uncharted, you need to play first ones for Uncharted. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I bought a 360.
You're going to jump into 4, you have no idea what the hell's going on. So.
One's dope.
I bought a 360 thinking, I'm going to play that shit. I don't play that shit at all. I was like, I need me a console, man. I played for like 2 days, and then I was like, man, I'm over consoles. Where's my computer at?
Especially because now our computers have controllers. Like, we went out and bought controllers for Grand Theft Auto, so now it's just like, if I want the console feeling, I'll just play it on my computer.
Yeah.
So.
That's all I got for the games that IGN expects them to talk about at E3. Like I said, I'm sure we'll have an E3 episode or devote a whole episode to it, one or the other.
Yeah. So. I feel like we're probably going to end up having an E3 episode, even if we don't plan on devoting a whole episode to it. It's going to kind of turn out that way.
Yeah, because there's going to be so much damn news coming out during that time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Let's see. The only other thing I really got for news, it's just a real quick thing. It's about the new Need for Speed game. On Twitter, they tweeted that it's going to require an internet connection to play.
Boo.
It says, Need for Speed will require an online connection, but the benefits are nice. More variety and a more rewarding experience with friends. And all of the replies to that are people pissed off about.
You can still give me that rewarding experience with friends and everything and not make me have to be on the internet to play it.
I don't care. I have internet.
Okay, well, moving on.
Well, it pisses off a lot of people, and it doesn't really bode good for the game. Like, they should have learned.
I just don't understand it, man. We all have internet.
Yeah, but it's more of a, if you paid $60 for the game, you should be able to play it whenever you want. Regardless of their, you know,
restrictions on it. Yeah,
I know, but just the, I always have internet, so like, why is it a problem?
Until it goes down, and then.
And then I'll play a different game, or I'll just fap.
How you gonna fap without the internet, John?
Spank bank.
Don't I have to have
spank bank?
Go to the imagination station, Adam.
That sounds boring.
And then from there, you take it to Satisfaction Avenue.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're on
it's
the guilt
also loop. It's also called a cell phone with 4G LTE. So I'm just
kidding. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. That's a good point.
But yeah, that was just a quick piece of news. I think it's going to actually hurt that game.
I do,
quite
too.
A bit. Not everyone's
gonna,
like you.
I don't think it's going to hurt it nearly as much as you think it's going to hurt it. No, I think people are going to complain and then buy it, like they do with most things they complain about.
And
that
buy.
Is so dumb. But I'm going to buy it anyways because I love the Need for Speed games.
Like, there will still be a lot of people that buy it.
A ton that they're probably not even sweating it at all. There's like, is what it is. Bitch all you want. I know you're going to buy it.
That's why it's true. People, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. So that's the only way to actually make them
realize that they're making an error.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, well, they bitched, but they still bought it. So we're going to keep doing that.
All right, well, that's all I got for news, unless you guys have anything to add in.
Hoverboard was the only thing I kind of thought for news. I was excited about that.
I think John's going to tell us a little bit about Savage Lands.
But before we get into that, I have a question for
you. Oh, that's right.
I neglected my duty last week, and
don't ever let it happen
double duty.
Again.
Yeah, well, you're going to have double duty. You're going to get one now, one later.
He said duty.
He's going to try to make us look stupid twice.
Yep.
So.
Actually, these come directly from Peter, so yeah, I do. I am going to try and make
you
look
are
stupid.
Peter.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just reaffirming that in my own mind. The question is, what is a codec?
No idea.
CODEC.
A codec helps you with different formats of things.
Okay. I'll buy it. I don't really know a good technical description for it. It's basically like a library file or a driver for whatever file types you're using. Or media
isn't that what
types,
I just said?
Or, you know.
Word for word, yes.
So, I just feel like somebody's repeating me over here.
I know what a codec is because if you ever do video editing, like you deal solely in codecs. And I didn't know until just now what it is. A codec is a device or computer program capable of encoding or decoding a digital data stream or signal.
Yeah.
So it's just able to translate another signal into a different format.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically what you said. In layman's terms, you're just dumbing it down for the audience. We appreciate that.
A common codec is AVCHD. Like, that's most digital recorders will give you that. One that's another codec is easily like an MP5.
Or
like that's or an MP5.
Well, yeah, because if you're using like if you're using a media player or editing software or something, you have to download the codecs for it to be able to read the files.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I guess the key in there would actually be the encoding and decoding. So.
Yep. The codec literally it's a combination of coder decoder.
Right.
Yeah.
This little knowledge gem brought to you by Peter.
You're welcome.
The real Peter.
All right.
So we all learned something, I guess.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. I'm gonna forget that in like 5 minutes.
what were we talking about?
Savage Lands.
Oh
yes,
right.
Savage Lands. So Savage Lands is an early alpha. It's an alpha game right now, you know? It's pretty cool. And basically, it's pretty rad, that's it. No, you're exactly...
that's
you're,
it, it's done. Good,
yeah,
nice
that's
review.
It. It was really... Yeah. No, so you get exiled from your homeland and marooned on the shores of a strange island. And you're basically just fighting to survive. You have to explore it, you have to gather resources and weapons, you gotta fend off beasties. I will tell you right now... I keep a sharp eye out for wolves, and I have a feeling that they just spawn in your blind spot. because I have never seen one coming. It's always right. just like a growl and a snarl, and then it leaps from a bush.
Like, you can't, like, ah! You can't spot it coming. You have to. Oh, it just comes up on you all of a sudden.
Dude, and you got to be ready, man. You'll hear the footsteps sometimes right before the snarl, which is usually, especially if you stopped and were looking around and you hear something, then it's a good indicator to start spinning 360 and taking a look. But, I mean, the wolves are actually legitimately scary. Like, they... He went outside so we couldn't hear him blow his nose. You could still hear him.
You could still hear him, yeah.
Anyways.
You can still hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but literally got my heart pounding at one point when it was getting dusky.
Really?
And I was chasing a deer, and, like, there's a whole checklist of stuff you have to do after you load into the game. You know, like, gather 6 stones, gather this much wood, gather this many sticks.
Kind of like a basic tutorial.
Exactly, like, to get you rolling. Yeah. And
like, if you don't get at least these basic things, you're not going to survive the night or something.
Yeah.
Sounds like the game's being real bossy, telling you what to fucking do.
You know, and I played for quite a while, and I will tell you this. I didn't even make it through one whole day. And I did not die to weather conditions, because that is one thing that the game does boast, is that it has changing weather conditions that can, that you know, that just...
Like, you can freeze to death overnight, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But you said you haven't gotten past one day because you kept dying, or because the day is really long?
The day is really long.
Okay.
And in fact, I only died once, and I died right before Adam came in the room and said, hey, we got to go. And that was to one of these weird, glowy-eyed, armored creatures.
Nice.
And that was terrifying, because I had set up a fire at the base of the dragon tower. It's the only way I can describe it, because there's a massive-ass dragon that lives on top. Who doesn't want anything to do with me yet, which I was grateful for, because I saw it, and I was like, I have a stone hatchet, you know?
Come here, dragon!
It seems like a really cool take on a survival game.
It really is, and what makes it fun is the fact that you have the wolves, and then, like, the walking undead and shit that you can come across, and then these weird knights, which I'm guessing are another form of undead. They don't really, like, tell you the names of these creatures, because basically you're stranded here with no knowledge. So it's not like you get there and you're like, you know who these things are. Like, I found this little village, and I was like, oh, cool, a village. Maybe I'll get to kill some people. And I ran up there, and it was a bunch of undead skeletons roaming around the village. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, these are not people at all. And then I accidentally ate some undead flesh. Big mistake. I was poisoned and diseased simultaneously. Damn. So it'll put, like, if you have some kind of negative status on your person,
a little debuff one.
Yeah, it'll put it up on the side and tell you. And so I ate it, and then my vision was like green around the edges, and I was poisoned and diseased. And I was like, well, I really wish I hadn't eaten that fucking decaying flesh, but oh well, too late now. Super fun. You can't run a deer down, just so you know.
Well, yeah,
I hit one once, and then I thought it was possible. You know? And I was like, oh, I can get a fucking deer, because I fucking chopped him right in the butt. It was right up on that ass, you know what I'm saying? No, just running him down, though. And I landed one shot, and then what that one shot did was it tricked me into thinking, this is possible. Totally not possible. You need to make a bow and arrows. I was actually in the process of farming sinew and string, so I could make my first bow.
Yeah.
And then arrows take either, basically just take flint and wood, like sticks. And yeah, the chopping down the tree animation's kind of cool. I like the way the trees fall in the game. The other thing that's kind of funny is, have you played Starbound?
Yes.
So you know when the trees fall, they break into logs?
Uh-huh.
They don't break into logs unless you chop them, but what's kind of cool is if you chop the tree down, it drops and then falls, and as it's falling, if you hit it twice, it breaks into logs and the falls a pile right at your feet.
Nice.
And once I figured that out, I didn't have to chop it on the ground and then, like, walk for it. I mean, granted, it takes, like, 2 more seconds to do it that way, but I realized I could chop it down and then just keep swinging and just explode into logs and land at my feet.
So from, like, the survival aspect, how does it compare to other...
It's fucking hard. Like, you...
In a good way or in a frustrating way?
No, in a good way.
Okay.
But what I realized pretty quick was I did not put enough emphasis on getting my bow together. Because one of those things says, kill 2 deer. And I've basically been surviving off of wolves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wolves are easier to kill than deer?
Well, wolves run at you, and deer run from you. So if you don't have a bow, you're not getting the deer.
Right.
Wolf meat's not bad, a little tough, a little stringy, but,
you know,
it sustains you. And you have an energy bar, a health bar, and then a cold bar. Like a weather bar, like how
hot or cold.
That's kind of what I was wondering. But have you gone through the night cycle yet?
I was in the night cycle when I died. So, like, I had started my fire because I was freezing.
Right.
I got down to, like, 7%.
So, okay, so that's, you're not going to make it through the whole night.
Oh, yeah, you start shivering, and, like, I was starving. I actually ran around until I got a wolf to attack me so I could fucking eat something. Because, like, once you start starving, like, you can see blood veins on the edge of your vision
in
your eyes. Like, not, like, crazy, drastically, like, overdone, like, in your way, but you can see, like, thin, you know, you can tell your shit's fucked. and so I got a wolf and I ate it, but then I realized I was freezing, so I had to get a fire together. So I got a fire together, and while I was sitting there at the fire in the dark, trying to decide what to do, I, like, looked back through the trees, and I, like, saw something in the shadows just move a little bit. And then I stood there and waited, and I didn't see anything for a second. And then finally I saw it kind of come out the other side of the tree. And I was like, I'm going to go explore. And when I got close to it, it turned towards me, and it's one of those big armored dudes with the red glowing eyes. And in the dark, it's even more scary because they're just all black, and you can see their outline, and then two beady glowing red eyes coming at you.
They kind of reminded me of the Nazgul riders from Lord of the Rings.
And he just kept moving at me, and I kept backing up and attacking him. And he hit me one time and killed me.
Whoa.
So in the future, until I build a better weapon and maybe some armor, because you do fashion armor and clothes, so, like, you can get wolf pelts and stuff like that and then actually make, like, not really armor so much as just something to help you against the cold. So
cover your wiener.
So you can be out exploring away from the fire, because one of the first things you find on the beach is, like, raggedy clothes.
You know, it's like a loincloth kind of thing?
No, it's like a simple set of clothes. It's like pants and a shirt, but they're not thick.
You start off at, like, the shipwreck or something.
Exactly.
You can kind of scavenge that area.
You get to scavenge that right at the beginning, and it gives you a couple things. Like, that's where you find your hatchet. It's just laying on the beach right there, which is nice.
Yeah.
The weapons don't seem too hard to craft, really. Because, like, there's a little crafting journal. You hit J and you open it up, and then you can see different things that you can build that are unlocked for you.
Mm.
And so, like, that's where I figured out how to build my fire and my lean-to, and I got those two up. And then the weapons, you know, you need, like, stone or flint, depending on them. Like I said, flint for the arrows.
Right.
You need stone and bone and stuff like that, cloth to lash, things like that. And you can make different bludgeoning weapons. There are some swords. None of them were unlocked, so I didn't get to see how cool they looked. But some of the bludgeoning weapons look pretty fucking rad.
Nice.
Like, they look pretty mean. Like, I wouldn't want to get hit by one. But yeah, that thing wrecked my face. The weather is it started snowing, and then there was, like, gusts of, like, powdery air that made it just cut my visibility down
right.
a ton. And so I couldn't see nearly
as
far.
That actually sounds
really cool. It really is cool. And then I cannot stress how terrifying the wolves can be. You're just out there minding your own business, scavenging around for shit, and then all of a sudden they just come up on you, and they're all black, and they're mean, and they don't back off. They do not. They just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. You gotta whack the shit out of them. When you eat, it restores your health and your energy. You can cook meat or eat raw meat. I've been eating raw meat.
You get sick from that, though?
I'm assuming so. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you can get diseased or something
right.
like that. I never got a debuff from it yet. The only thing that's debuffed me so far was the undead meat I ate off of the skeleton guy I killed, which was a total accident. That was the first time I ate anything.
Yeah.
And it was on my little action bar down at the bottom, and I scrolled to it to look at it, and I clicked, and he was just like, nom, nom. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I know how to put food in my face. Like, it is just really fun. So it's a huge open world. It is really big. I've been staying kind of close to the shore so I can know where my fire and my lean-to is.
Right.
Right when I died was actually the furthest I had been away from the beach. Because I've traveled the coastline a good bit, but I haven't actually gone into the mainland yet.
Right.
Mainly because I needed more flint, and I had the easiest time finding flint on the ground.
Beach.
Yeah, on the beach. Mainly because, one, you don't have all the growth and stuff like that.
Right.
Because I did find some flint out there, but you also come across, like, abandoned fireplaces, which you can actually pull out your hatchet and beat them down and then get the materials that made the fireplace.
Oh.
And so you won't have enough to make a fireplace outright, but it gets you the same materials you needed. So you usually get, like, one flint from it when it takes two to start it.
Okay.
You get a little bit of wood, you need stones to set up the ring for the fireplace.
Ah.
But I don't know, man. I was having a lot of fun with it. you can really craft quite a lot. I barely scratched the surface because I only played for a couple hours, and it took me a little bit to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, like, most of it's fairly intuitive, but, like, you go to build a fireplace. It's like, hit E to build your fireplace, and you hit E. And it, like, sets, like, a little hologram of what you're about to build down on the ground.
It's like you have to wait for it to...
No, but I did wait. Because it's not real explicit on what happens next. So then you're sitting there and you're like, okay, that didn't build it. That just showed me where I'm going to build it. Turns out if you hit E again, you'll put down one of the materials. And if you hit E again, you'll put down another material.
Oh, shit.
And you hit E and E and E and E, and basically I just mash E now, and then all of a sudden...
You have to actually build it.
Yeah, you have to hit it every time for every little material. And so, like, I didn't realize it.
That seems kind of cool, but it could also be kind of annoying.
It's really not that bad.
Okay.
Because you can mash E really fast.
Yeah.
Like, when I needed the fire and I was low and I got all the stuff together, I just mashed E and all of a sudden it burst into flames, and I was like, I'm going to stand here for a minute. Got up to 15% and decided I was going to go die to the glowy eye. I really want to know their names. Like, I wish it gave you something.
Right.
Because I have no idea what to reference them as, you know? But this is multiplayer.
Oh, really?
So you can fight alone or team up with other players cooperatively. So I can join a game, I can host a game, I can play with you, we can survive together.
That's pretty cool.
As a group.
And I saw something that said, structures. Like, your player profile is persistent across... Mm-hmm. Cross servers.
Oh, that's exactly. Handy. So inventory is the same.
So from server to server, whatever's on your person, when you join a different game or something like that, you have all those things on your person. Right. So okay. If I'm already wearing nice clothing that I've made,
you don't have to restart. Good weapon, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not just going to join your game and start from scratch again and have to go through all of the low level crafting and stuff I need just so I can make what I want.
Right.
Yeah, which is a really. I kind of want to play with friends. Nobody else I know has this yet.
I actually was thinking about buying it.
You should. 25% off, man.
How much is it, though?
$15.
Okay.
Well,
but it's going to be $20 on Monday.
It's $20 regularly. It's on sale for $15 right now.
But it goes off sale on June 1st. Now, I don't know if June 1st is the final day or if June 1st is when it ends.
I think it usually ends up being, like, kind of midday.
Yeah, it's like a 3 o'clock ending time.
If you listen to us soon enough in the morning after we release, you can still pick this up for the sale price.
For $15, yeah.
Otherwise, you have to... I don't know. The summer sale should be coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yes, summer sale.
Like, I saw something that was rumored about, like, June 11th or around that time, so...
Dear Wallet, I am sorry.
Hopefully a lot of these games will go back on sale, too.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
No, and...
And either way, $20 isn't that big a deal anyway.
They have a lot of patches planned and stuff like that because it is alpha. And that's one thing when I went into it, I wasn't judging it too harshly. But luckily, it doesn't really matter because it feels like a good game already.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you that. How buggy does it seem being early access?
It didn't really feel buggy as far as, like, anything you can do in the game. Like, anything I was supposed to be able to do, like, nothing ever was hard to do.
Mm.
Like, building was the only thing. And then, I mean, it still says E when you put the little hologram thing down where you decide where you're going to place it. So it didn't take too long for me to run back up to it and hit E and then hear a noise. And I'm like, oh, and just keep hitting E. And all of a sudden I have a fire. And I'm like, oh, I gotcha.
And that could change, too, get closer to the actual release.
You could probably hold E. I didn't try that. But I'm pretty sure, hold E is probably the preferred method.
You're like, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, now that I say it out loud, that sounds pretty solid. I will say this, as soon as I loaded in, the sensitivity was through the fucking roof, and it put everything on beautiful, which is the highest setting for my computer.
Yeah.
And my computer did not like beautiful. So I turned everything down, and it still wasn't super smooth. I mean, I could probably turn it down farther than I turned it down. But I was a little bit amazed because when I downloaded this off of Steam, I believe it said 832 megabytes. It took me hardly any time at all to download.
Yeah.
And the game is so big and it looks nice. It's not like crazy high resolution graphics or anything like that.
Yeah, the system requirements don't really seem like anything
uber taxing.
Yeah, it says i5, 2300, 4 gigabytes of RAM, GTX 560 or Radeon 7750.
Yeah. But.
And that's for recommended specs, so. Maybe there's some performance issues or something still with.
Yeah, and it might be that. I honestly thought it might be a little bit of that, but then I was reading in the comments on Steam, and I mean, some people say that the game runs fucking fantastic on their shit. So,
maybe I'm guessing wrong with your.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's on my end, you know, a little user error. That never happens, right? But super fun. You guys should definitely check it out. I mean, you really feel like you're surviving. Like you're really going around and getting everything. You're dropping down trees. Bushes, like small branchy bushes, are what give you sticks. Like trees can give you sticks, but much easier to get from the branchy looking bushes that are all dead on the ground, chopping those down, than it is from getting like full logs. You have a very limited amount of carrying space. A lot of stuff stacks. Wooden logs do not stack when you chop down trees.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So each one takes up a slot?
Yes. And, like, I mean, I've got, like, a four-slot bag right now.
So four logs.
But what you can do is you can put a bag in every slot on your person, which would give you quite a bit of carrying. And I think a 12-slot bag is the biggest bag that you can make, which I'm not even close to that. And that's just kind of figuring out where you get all your mats, you know? So I was getting cloth off the skeletons. I was getting sinew off the wolves to make string, but you need 3 sinew. But I had a mismatch of sinew. I had heavy sinew and sinew.
So you got to have the same,
yeah. So I didn't have anything to make the bow. I honestly think with the bow, though, the game... Once I can kill deer aren't that hard to find. They bugle, which I actually really think the bugle they make is beautiful in the game. It sounds really good. And they've obviously, it's an actual recording of an animal.
Right.
But it gives you a idea of the direction and how close you are.
Nice.
Also, when you're coming up on wolves, a lot of times you will hear howling in the distance, which is also kind of ominous when it's starting to get dark and then you start hearing howling. Why is that so hard to say? Too many H's. But, once you start hearing that, it gets ominous. Even the music's a little ominous going while you play. I usually turn game music off for the most part, just because I'm usually not a huge fan. It depends. Some games have amazing soundtracks.
Some not so much, yeah.
I'm usually like, meh, leave it. You know, like if I want music, I'll throw something on in the background.
It really depends for me when it comes to gaming music. A lot of games I will leave it on, except unless for it's things like... Well, Counter-Strike doesn't have music, but something to where I need, or like DayZ, for example, where I need to hear stuff really well, then I'll turn the music down all the way. Music. Oh, does it? I must have turned it off all the way then.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, games like that where I need to listen, I'll turn it off, absolutely. Yeah. But if that's not...
Well, you want to hear footsteps
exactly.
Or whatever. Yep.
Yeah. And Counter-Strike footsteps is insanely important. Like, every little advantage you can get to try to understand where your enemy is, it's a...
But, like, if I'm playing Assassin's Creed or, like, The Witcher, which I'm playing right now, I leave music on. It adds to the ambience on the game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Some do, like I said, and other ones, though, the soundtracks aren't that amazing, and I'd rather just fucking play the Lord of the Rings soundtrack in the background.
That works the game so music. Well for so many games.
Oh, dude, this game, honestly, really, like, it would be an uplifting experience to play Lord of the Rings in the background. Like, I would just be like, I'm gonna survive. And not only am I gonna survive, I'm gonna thrive. You know? But it's super fun. I would check it out. It's not expensive. Even if you miss a sale, $20 is not too much for a game. I mean,
no.
You're in early access, so you have to understand. If you only like final products,
I wouldn't
start yet. But if you enjoy following along with the game and kind of growing with it, then it's an awesome opportunity to get in. And because this just came out on March 5th for early access, so it's been out for a little while. And again, they've put in a ton of patches. And there was one last thing I wanted to let you guys know about. So if you're a fan of Twitch and you like watching people stream, they're actually Chris Uridium, one of the creators of the game and the director for Savage Lands, is going to join a roundtable discussion about the rise of the indie in the game community, hosted by the folks at opnoobs.com. And, oh, shit, you know what? That's Sunday.
Aww. So it's over.
Yeah, so...
So just forget everything John just said.
I'm super
Hopefully
sorry.
You were able to check it out, but it's too late now.
You had a chance, and it's gone. Yeah, man, well, that sucks. I was actually excited for maybe somebody to check it out on Twitch, but...
Well, maybe you check it out on Twitch and tell us about it next
week. I work Sunday.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Hey, Adam, what are you doing Sunday at noon?
Not watching Twitch?
Probably not.
You guys are useless, man. All right.
I probably am going to buy this game, though.
So you should, and we should play together.
John?
What?
Won't you be working?
That's what I said. I can't watch it.
Oh, gotcha.
I wish I could watch it. and then talk about it.
He was hoping one of us would watch it for him.
Yeah. No, I'll be out of town, I won't be able to watch it.
But I probably will buy the game.
So. Buy the game. Join me. Yeah? Listeners out there, buy the game. Let's survive together, okay?
Right on.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. The game I wanted to talk about is actually nowhere near as complex as that game. It's called Orbital Gear.
Looks super fucking fun, though.
It does. It's a fast-paced side-scroller shooter where you're in space. So
it looked really cool.
You use, like, the gravity of these planets. You're, like, in a giant mech, and you just basically walk along the planet, and you use the gravity of the planet and the planets all around it to, jump from one planet to the other. There's some weapons, like there's a grenade launcher that you can, when you fire the grenades, they'll kind of roll around the planet.
With the gravity.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you could, like, I shot one and I thought it was going to come back around to me, but it didn't. So I don't know if you got it at just the right trajectory, you could probably get it to, like, orbit
sure
around
angle
you
is,
or something.
I'm sure
that would
angle
be really cool.
But
like,
you can kill yourself with your own grenades.
I believe
so.
That. But that would be really cool, though, because it looked like it was multiplayer.
Yeah.
That would be really cool if you were, you know, in a match and you were able to get some grenades to actually stay in orbit around a planet. So then hitting that planet becomes a lot more risky because you've got grenades in orbit around it.
Right.
So hopefully that is something you can do once you figure it out.
That would be pretty awesome. Yeah, I actually didn't get to play this game as long as I wanted. I've only played it for about 20, 30 minutes. So.
I don't think sustainable, like, orbit is probably a
probably
thing.
Not sustainable, but
yeah.
You come around at least once.
Once
or
twice,
yeah.
Yeah, before it gets pulled off track into a different planet or the planet it's orbiting. But it looks super fast-paced and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
It definitely, when it first came out, I'm pretty sure it was only multiplayer.
It looked like it.
And now there's,
really
like,
well multiplayer.
There's like a
campaign
kind of mode or
oh,
something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Because I don't want to play a match right away.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You want to
familiarize
yourself
a little bit
with
first.
It.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you can grind, like, maybe you get like half XP or something like that.
Right.
Or whatever, like half the reward.
There's also local co-op, too, which.
Nice. That's cool.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Is it controller friendly?
Yes. Yeah. Full. Steam says full controller support. I haven't tried it with a controller because actually it works out pretty good with keyboard and mouse.
Awesome, because I just bought a 4-pack.
Actually, when I picked this up, I bought it first and then I saw the 4-pack and I was like, shit, I should have just bought the 4-pack.
4-pack for $3?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Hey, John, buddy, what are you doing with one of those 4-packs?
I fucking wish I knew he would have done it. I bought it right before you guys started.
Well, speaking of price, though, it is on, like, right now it's on sale for 90% off, so it's only 99 cents. But that sale, like the last game we talked about, also ends on June 1st. So if you listen to us right away, you might be able to get to it.
Or we'll get it up on the website right away, but you better be checking that shit.
Yeah. Either way, it's probably about midday on Monday or so.
Well, and like you said, the Steam summer sale is right around the corner, and most stuff goes on sale during that. So
probably.
If you want to get it on sale, you bide your time, you'll probably be okay.
But either way, I mean, even at full price, it's $10. So
right.
You can spend $10 on just crap.
Yeah.
You know?
You could spend $10 on McDonald's. Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to be nearly as fun as something like this.
Exactly.
Be.
This one you're going to have a lot of fun with.
I'm going to get the roommates involved. Yeah. Hence the 4-pack.
It gets pretty hectic when you're playing. Like, it's hard to start. Dude. After a while, it's hard to tell what's yours and what.
Yeah.
I was watching him shooting, like, 12 rockets at a guy where he's, like, flying around a planet, and they're all flying right in front of him at the other dude, and I was like, this looks gnarly as fuck.
When you start the game, it from what I can tell, like, everything's just unlocked. There's no real progression or everything. You just have all the 12 weapons available.
And okay,
to
and
you
just
start. You
select
know?
A loadout, or?
Yeah, you pick, before the match starts, you pick which, like, left-click and right-click, which, because you can have two weapons equipped at a time, you know.
Is there a primary and a secondary, or is it just two weapons?
It's just two weapons, left-click and right-click. So
okay.
I don't know how that would map to a controller, but
just left-trigger, right-trigger?
Probably,
yeah. Now, since the physics in this game look really cool, since, you know, you're using the gravity of these little planets as you're jumping around. Now, if I say I have a rocket launcher and I'm jumping off of a planet, can I shoot the planet and use the explosion to give myself a little more momentum?
I don't think so, but
okay.
I haven't really tried that.
Fair enough,
necessarily,
yeah.
You know? I don't
Adam's
think
gonna
so.
Going to kill himself like 12 times after the show today trying to figure that out.
Oh, at least 12 times.
There is this one gun, though, that like shoots like this big kind of like flame trail, I guess, that like once it hits the planet, it kind of bounces off and then orbits around the planet just a little bit, like maybe,
oh, okay.
Maybe
oh, okay,
a quarter of the way or
so
something.
So you can
like
use
that,
the planet
you know?
To kind of deflect it at your enemy,
right?
That's cool.
And then there's There's a gun called the Hornet. It's got like
shoots bees.
It's player seeking missiles. You know.
Oh, dirty.
So like, I was just standing there on the planet firing them. They're all shooting all over the place and stuff. You know.
Kill anybody?
I killed a few people. I probably died more than I.
That's usually how games go when you first try them out, though. How hard is it to arrest your speed, like to come to a stop when you want to? Is it pretty easy?
It's pretty easy because you're going to, like, if you're standing on one planet and you jump to the other one, you're going to get caught in that one's gravity.
And it'll kinda pull
just,
you in.
Yeah, you're just going to, like, you know, orbit around it for a little bit and then land on the ground.
Okay.
Unless you jump again, or you can have boosters too.
So you can redirect yourself through the air?
Okay. Yeah.
Or continually orbit.
You can do mines. You can have a satellite turret you can set up and just orbit around one of the bodies.
That's really cool.
And then a shield, too. Those are when you first start the match, you pick two weapons and then one of those
or
extra.
Like support item.
Yeah, exactly.
This game looks a lot of fun. I'm pretty excited to try it. I'm glad John Boy bought a 4-pack.
Yeah, it does really look cool. It's developed by Night Node. They're a developer out of Sweden.
Ooh, pork.
It looks like it's at least for sure it started off as just a 4-man team. One of the pictures shows 5 guys, so I don't know if they added an extra person there or not, but I don't know, it seems pretty cool. It's definitely worth supporting them. Looks a lot of fun, especially if you're playing with friends and stuff.
It's got very positive reviews on Steam.
It does. IGN, if you go to, like, the big sites, IGN and stuff, all gave it, like, an okay rating. But all of the user reviews are really good for this game.
Oh, need more people is what I'm seeing here.
Is that one of the comments?
The very first comment. You know, it's great visual design and graphics, beautiful and creative environments. Too bad not many people playing this. Need more people. That was caps. That was my cap speak.
Well, that's a good thing you bought a 4-pack.
Now there's at least 6 of us.
Yeah.
Fast-paced 2D Unreal Tournament in outer space.
Yeah, I saw that comment. I thought that was pretty funny.
Dude, I don't know. I'm not very good at... Like, this game reminds me of, like, a Worms that's not turn-based, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I'm not very good at shooting and guessing like that, but...
Angry Birds in Space.
Yeah. But I'm amazing at... dodging shit. And so using the gravity to my advantage is probably going to be my favorite part of this game.
Yeah, no, it just looks really fun. The mechanics look really fun. It looks tricky. It looks like you're going to definitely swing yourself into some people's bullets on accident.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to be like, God damn it!
And they'll be like, there's like some platforms, too, where you can jump onto the platform, and it'll be, you're attracted to the gravity of the planet below it, you know. So you have to hit it just right, or you'll get thrown into another planet or something like that.
Yeah. Because this, I mean, looks like it's got about the same kind of playability that we have at the house that I live at now as Samurai Gun.
Oh, okay.
To the roommates, because even local, like, we love to just get on, and Samurai Gun is a local game, but we'll play the shit out of that.
Yeah.
You know, little 2D. This looks, I mean, I know for a fact, like, Garrett, Adam, me, Peter, will all eat this up. Like,
and this was so pretty, this was too. Actually released back in August of last year, but...
They've had
a lot of patches since then that improve some things.
Yeah, the art just looks so cool, though.
It does look cool, yeah.
It looks really cool. I'm excited.
But yeah, it's there's really not a whole lot to say because it is such a simple game. And that's kind of it. That's kind of its charm, too.
It's like an arena battle.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, there's like 12 weapons. I haven't even tried them all yet, so.
How many different people can you play as?
You know what? I actually don't know that. Let's see.
Is it all just different versions of robots, basically?
Yeah.
What it looks like? Are they mech suits or robots?
They're all mechs, yeah.
Okay. Do they have different characteristics, or is it just aesthetic?
I think it's just aesthetic.
Just aesthetic. Okay. Yeah. I kind of like that, keeping it simpler. When everything has different mechanics and stuff like that, it's almost always guaranteed that something's going to be OP.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's much easier to keep the game balanced when you're just dealing with appearances and not so much abilities.
Yeah.
You know, like, this one's heavy, so it doesn't fly around planets as much. Or this one's super light, so you can
stay in
super
orbit.
Speed through orbits.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, that just adds too much. Yeah. No, man, it's so cool looking.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
It looks like a pretty awesome game. Like I said, I haven't really gotten to play too much of it yet, but I'm definitely going to be playing more of it.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, if you can play it on Linux, we can all play it. Sounds like we're going to need to...
Well, we all have a copy now. So.
Yeah. Well. Savage Lands. That one I'm not buying for everybody. $15.
No, well, there's like a $45 for the four.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one.
That's a lot more than $3.
I just spent almost $300 on golf clubs today, so... So, it won't be
rough.
So, will that be your next game segment? Is John's PGA golf?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, J-Star PGA golf.
J-Spark. I'm a menace to the golf course. Let me just say that, okay? Like, eventually, they're going to ask me to stop coming. They're just going to be like, you're dangerous, okay? Like, you're really dangerous.
Actually, we lured you here to tell you to stop going.
Yeah.
John, you're really dangerous.
You can't golf for shit.
Yeah, but that's all I got on this game. Check it out. It's $10 at full price. It's still pretty cheap.
It looks like you're going to get at least 10 hours worth of gameplay.
Oh, yeah. You're going to definitely have $10 worth of fun with it, yeah, for sure. So.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get more than 75 cents worth of gameplay out of it. So.
Assuming that everybody else gets that same 75 cents worth of gameplay out
of it. I think I can squeeze $3 of gameplay fun out of this, no problem.
Right.
So what do you got for us, Adam?
So what I have is, it's called the Tesla Suit. Now, before I get into what it is, on this show we've talked a lot about virtual reality and augmented reality and things that are, you know, really bringing the player into the game.
Right.
This is just the next step for that. So what the Tesla Suit is it's almost a full body suit. It's pants, a long sleeve shirt, and gloves. Inside of it, there are, like, for example, in the belt, there are, what do they call them exactly?
Haptic feet. T-belts.
Yeah, the T-belt is the belt that it's got. But anyways, it's got these little nodes all the way through the suit. You've got, like, when you put the shirt on, there's, like, four up each arm. When you put the pants on, there's four down each leg. And then the belt carries, I think it's 8 to 32 little nodes. And that they go up through your chest and everything. And is what it is it's literally just a sensation, like, I won't say modifier, but it's so you can feel things in your virtual reality.
Didn't they have an old-school version? Like,
a vest?
It's an impact vest, yeah.
And you could feel like when you get shot or something like that.
Very similar to that, except instead of using, like, little airbags or, like, bass speakers to give you that feeling, they're using little electrical impulses to do it.
It's like, hey, it's a shock suit. Is it going to give me abs?
No.
Shoot me some more.
But one of the features it does has is you can wear it while it works out, and you can it will track your form. So if you're doing, like, squats or some sort of weird CrossFit thing that you need to be really careful on your form, it will actually record that for you. So you can be like, oh, okay, I'm, you know, bending my back too much, or, you know, I'm not keeping it straight, what have you. So it's got that application as well. But yeah, what I thought was really cool is it can simulate everything from, like, a light breeze on your arm to, like, you getting shot. They're trying to set it up right now to where it will actually even do temperature. So if you walk into a place that's really hot, or the closer you get to, like, a fire, say if you were playing the game that John brought, you would actually start to feel that warmth.
Just in my room really shivering, like, oh, I gotta build a fucking fire.
So cool. So yeah, I thought
people
that was...
People dying, like hypothermia.
So I thought that was really cool. It does come with a belt, like I said, that has 8 to 32, they're called electrodes, there it is. And they also have gloves that it comes with, and the gloves, just like the belt and the vest and or the shirt and the pants and everything, has these little electrodes in it. But the nice thing about the gloves is since the gloves are actually wired, it picks up motion tracking a lot smoother as opposed to things that rely on, like, an infrared camera or something along those lines.
So is it tracking finger movement, or is it just, like, shocking your fingertips?
It's tracking your finger movement as well as shocking your fingertips. So it absolutely picks up your motion, and it picks up your motion through the entire suit. So, like, if you turn just your upper body, then it will only turn like that. Or if you start to walk backwards, then your character will start to walk backwards. So it's not just a shock suit.
This is really cool looking.
Yeah, it is. Right now, they plan on having it out for late 2016. It's still in development. They're about to release dev kits, so that is coming. It connects to your system via Bluetooth, and when they release it, they fully plan on it not only being able to work on your PC, but also being able to work on your Xbox One and PS4 as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you'll really be able to use it for just about anything. So, I mean, that's... I mean, that's the nitty-gritty of it, if you will. As of right now, for the suits that they're going for, it looks like it's going to be built into kind of like Under Armour clothing. So it's going to be very form-fitting and everything like that. It's not going to be super
Nothing
baggy.
Makes you feel fat like tight Under Armour clothes. I'll tell you right now, man.
Yeah, I looked at the website, and it shows like the glove with just all the circuit boards and stuff.
On it,
just
yeah.
All exposed. And
exactly.
I imagine that's not the final design.
No, God, no. Not like at that, all, so. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's basically just a way where you can start to feel more things in your virtual reality. So you can actually, when you walk up and pick up an item, like say you walk up to a table and you pick up an apple, the suit will actually make it to where your hand feels like it's holding something from all of the electrical
impulses.
Really? So it'll
give, like, resistance to your...
I don't know if it's resistance as far as, like, the suit giving resistance or if the electrical impulses are going to make your hand feel like there's resistance. And that's the feeling that I got from it, is it's all going to be controlled by electrical impulses to the body.
Now, I know they haven't... Have they released anything even ballparking the price, or has anybody even, like, guessed at it?
Then nothing along those lines. They haven't even released dev kits yet, but I imagine it's probably going to be, like, $1,500 to $2,000. I imagine
Holy
it's going to be pricey.
Holy fuck, man, you got to love your gaming experience.
I could be wrong. It could only be a couple $100, and if it's only a couple $100, then I'm going to be all about it. It's going to be rad, but I imagine it's going to be pretty steep, at least at first. Like, first generation of this, assuming it works as they want it to work, is going to be expensive. But I was just excited about it because, I mean, with the Oculus Rift and with the Omni treadmill and everything like that, so you get those two things, you get this, like, that is literally a virtual reality world that you are able to interact with.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's what I thought was really cool about it. As of right now, there's not a lot of specs released by any stretch, just because, like I said, dev kits aren't out yet. They're still trying to develop a prototype, and they're definitely getting there. It's something that will happen. But yeah, it's got motion capture, it's got electromyograph, which collects data in real time of muscle conditions. So again, for the working out, it will actually read your body and how things are going. And yeah, it connects via Bluetooth, and on your arm there is actually a little control panel. So on one arm you're going to have, it's going to be a little bit bulkier. And I believe there's a control panel.
Doesn't it say the belt is like the central?
The belt is absolutely the central component. Right. That's the word I'm looking for. Is the central component of it.
Probably the battery pack as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And that's one thing, they don't give you battery life. They're not giving us, you know, charge time. They're nothing as far as specs go, minus like, this is what we plan on having it be
able
to do. And
the fact that it's washable.
Yeah, well, it's washable as long as you take all your electrodes out and everything. Like, you don't just want to wash the whole suit. You're going to need to break it down.
It says remove the top panels with built-in electronics and wash the underlay layer with a 40-degree Celsius washing machine. These people are obviously not American.
No, no.
Oh, man.
But, I don't know, I'm excited.
Oh.
As far as specs
Scotland.
Go, not a lot. Oh, there we go. Not a lot out. It's just really exciting. Like, I'm super pumped about it.
It seems really cool, just so expensive, and, like, every time you're gonna play a game, you've got to put on the suit.
But if you're doing, like, some marathon gaming,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even me, just playing Counter-Strike, it would be kind of cool to feel myself just get lit up with bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that makes you feel a bullet to the face?
No.
Thank God, because I get my face wrecked all the time. I'm not sure I would want to get zapped in the dome.
There's no mask as of right now, because you need to wear it's planned so you can wear it with an Oculus or a similar device. So no mask, no little feet
Oculus
booties.
Pokes you in the eyeball.
Oh, I'm blind.
Well, you got me good, fucker.
But, yeah, like I said, I was just really excited about it.
That is super cool.
One thing that... I was going to kind of transition into with this is, which I think it would work really well for since it's wireless, is they're building, I believe it is in Arizona or Texas, and it's basically a laser tag arena that is all done with wireless headsets. And so if you look at the warehouse without virtual reality goggles on, it's just plywood everywhere, different corridors and stuff. But as soon as you put the headset on, it completely changes. Nice. So you can actually walk through this and walk through the corridors, and although you're seeing everything virtually, you're actually able to physically walk through the environment.
Right. Nice.
So I thought this would be a great thing to go with that. And one thing that's really cool about it, it doesn't open until early next year, and you've got to be in, like I said, Arizona or Texas. But they even do things to where it's like you're walking down a hall with spider webs and they hang strings from the roof or from the ceiling. So you actually will get a bit of sensation. You walk past a steam pipe that's blowing steam, that's actually blowing steam.
And so these are like 3D game environments that you actually go, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like laser tag on crack.
I actually don't remember the name, but I don't have a computer in front of me. But one of you guys would like to Google that, it should be a pretty easy search. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, I'm sure you guys know how to internet.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's really all I've got on it as of right now. Just the fact that it tracks your body motion. You can use it for more than just gaming, which I thought was really cool. They're like, hey, we're doing this whole bodysuit and stuff. Why not put in something minus gaming? Why not make it so it's beneficial to other people as well? You know, like,
yeah,
this would be really good for physical therapy.
Virtual math lab. That's not what I was looking for.
Virtual meth lab?
Math lab.
Oh. Yeah, I found a couple things too, but I don't think it's the one you're talking about. So,
yeah, like I said, I wish I could remember the name for you guys, so you guys could look it up. But that's, like I said, that's about it. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of information out on it. So yeah, keep an eye out on this. It's definitely something I'm going to continue to track and continue to look at. So I'll absolutely update you guys as more information comes out.
Virtuix Omni. No,
that's not it. I think that's.
Oh, that's Omnitread.
Yeah.
All right. Damn it. I thought I was onto something. You guys remember that Omnitread we talked about? Found it.
It looks really awesome, and it'd be fun to play with. It doesn't seem very practical.
No, and especially not right now. I'm more excited as where this technology is in 5 years.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Something along those lines. Because I would really like video gaming to go the way of. Have you seen Gamer the movie?
Yeah,
I would love gaming to go that route. Where it's like, no, this is my gaming room.
Yeah.
And like, I would like it to where there's a physical aspect to playing video games, to where being in a little bit better shape is going to give you a little bit more of an edge. Being able to run without getting winded and having to stop is going to, you know, it's just exciting.
Stamina based on reality.
Yeah.
I'd be so fucked. Or, I'd be like running across the map and I'd be like, whew, it's only round 2 of 30 on Counter-Strike and I can't even get to my location.
At first, but then after you play for a while, you're going to get all sexified and stuff and you're still playing video games.
Then I could be Sexy John.
But one thing I want to read from your guys' website as far as how it actually...
No, John.
No,
Sexy John.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, there's a Groupon for it.
But on this suit, it's on their website. They have a little blurb about how it's going to interact with your body, and says, from the warm breeze of a summer's day to the sudden impact of a bullet, Tesla suit's haptic system will allow you to experience virtual sensations. Tesla suit is based on sending a pulse with different amplitude frequency and current voltage to the electrode. When a virtual part of the body collides with a virtual object, the device delivers pulses from a pulse generator to the electrodes located at the same part of the body. So that is how it is going to interact with you. A lot of big words there. Yeah, that's why I read it and didn't just say it.
I don't understand.
It's just going to shock you.
It's going to shock you, but it's going to shock you in a way that it doesn't feel like it's
an
electrical shock.
Yeah. Obviously, like hurts you.
Yeah,
They need to really consider making the price reasonable.
Yeah, they're gonna have to. They're absolutely gonna have to, because otherwise, you're only gonna get a very small order. You know, you're not gonna see this in game stores. You're not gonna see this in. You're gonna have to actually drop some serious cash on it if they don't make it a semi-reasonable price.
Yeah, I don't see a hint of the price anywhere.
No, it's nowhere on there. They haven't released anything. They haven't even released a rough ballpark number.
Right.
Man, I can't find anything on your VR Playland other than a request a deal and we could get a Groupon for you. So
really?
Yeah.
So that's all you got for the Tesla suit then?
That's all I've got. There's, like I said, there's not a lot out there, so that's about all I have for it, unfortunately. I wish I could give you all more information on it. It's just not out. Not any out yet.
But looks super cool, man.
Yeah, when I saw it there, I was like, there's no way I can't talk about this, even though there's a lack of information. I need to bring it to the people.
From the warm breeze of a summer's day to the sudden impact of a bullet, man.
Yep,
suit brings everything.
What game would you most want to play?
Counter-Strike. I want to get shot the fuck up.
Like DayZ or Fallout or DayZ something along those. DayZ
would be an amazing one. That was actually
any kind of shooter, really, would be.
Or survival games would be really cool, especially what about, with the whole...
What about a game like Gears of War where you get shot all the time?
Or I would love to see what it does for a chainsaw to the chest.
After a while, you're just like, fuck this shit, and throw it off. Yeah.
I don't know. That would make just see somebody having a seizure on the couch, just like,
right? But I mean, think about, for example, with DayZ, how much that game, just playing it on a keyboard and mouse, will get your heart beating so hard while you're hunting another player.
Does it not when you're doing the controller?
He's just saying that with that, imagine if you were immersed into it.
Yeah.
How realistic it would
be. Plus, you can't play DayZ with a controller. Don't be silly. But yeah, so if you're already, you know, a game like that that's already so intense and you're actually getting thrown into it with something like this, it's just going to bring that gaming experience, that immersiveness up to the next level.
What if you're getting eaten by a zombie or something?
Or you get bit by a zombie and then you feel the impact of the bite, or you get smacked around.
God, and DayZ, they just bitch slap you. And then they feast on you while you're on the ground. Could you imagine being unconscious, being constantly fed upon in that suit?
Just feeling the different bites and
like,
stuff.
Oh, get up! Get up! It's horrible. No, just, I dig the whole hot and cold, too, the weather thing, because, like we were saying,
that
Savage
was the thing
Lands
that really,
would be super fun.
That was DayZ? The thing that really caught my eye, because, like we said, there are already impact vests and stuff that you can wear for bullet wounds, or for bullet shots, but nothing that's getting, you know, to feel a breeze or to feel heat or cold or anything like that. I thought it was really cool.
This makes your hair stand on end in a horror game. That'd be crazy. Oh, man.
Feeling a cold chill run up your body as you're like...
It just gives me a whole new level of hope for the future.
Right?
Of gaming. Like, it's going to be super cool, man.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be old. I'm not going to be too old to enjoy it either, which is cool.
Yeah. First gen for this stuff is probably going to be kind of glitchy, but I'm more excited as to what this technology unlocks 10 years down the road.
First gen always has its
of course, its issues, and this is going to be
first gen means don't buy unless you're rich.
Yeah, pretty much, and or a developer.
For the most part, every once in a while you get something that ended up being better the first time around. But it's pretty rare.
That's rare,
especially something like this. I feel like it's going to take some time on a mass scale of people reporting bugs before they get it all worked out.
Your suit shocked me so hard I had a heart attack and my heart stopped.
I'm sure they'll have
but
to
it's
be
got
a
built-in defibrillator
or something.
Yeah. It's all deep.
Accidentally goes off and he just ends up in giving you a heart attack.
Respawn.
But I mean, gaming companies could even like rent these out. So if you wanted to be like, I want to rent one of these suits for
the
a weekend
only thing
bender.
About game centers too that I hate is that game centers never get enough business. They always go under. So like we had one here. God, I can't even think of the name of it right now. Josh, do you remember?
Where was it?
It was over in the shopping center by Target and Toys R Us, kind of in that area. It was like Game-A-Lot.
Yeah, Game-A-Lot.
Okay. Yeah, we used to go to Game-A-Lot.
Yeah.
And the guy who ran it was like, I mean, he ran himself ragged because he opened it at like noon and then like closed at like 4 a.m.
Shit.
He would like sleep in a cot under the table with the computers and then let people that were there often run the register for him. You could just go over and like ring stuff up for people for him so he could get some sleep. But like they just never work out and they're always such a cool hangout. But people come in and play board games and don't buy anything.
They don't make enough money
to keep
sustain,
it open.
Yeah.
And so it sucks, because I would love to see a game center that actually survived other than, like, you know, fucking, what's in Seattle?
Gameworks.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, Dorky's does well.
Yeah, those kind of places are there, but they're not the close-knit atmosphere of your local, like, game hangout.
I guess, unless you live there. Like, I imagine all the kids that live at the campus there feel that way.
Yeah, probably. Like, go to Dorky's all the time. I guess. It's all vicinity, but the bigger ones are always more expensive, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, and
Dorky's
is
still pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, and Dorky's is a little more niche, too, because, well, A, they serve liquor there. Well, beer. But it's also...
So does Gameworks.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
GameWorks is liquor, too.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. But they also do a lot of retro gaming at Dorky's.
That's all they do.
Yeah, exactly.
One
it's
of the coolest
old...
places locally growing up for me was Nichols Arcade.
Nichols was the shit.
I used to go to Nichols all the time, and then I would go with, like, $5.
A day. A day.
Like, yeah, and then when you're done with your $5, you had a bunch of old-school free arcade games in the back, and then you just get your old-school on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, arcades have been a thing of the past for a while.
I know, and it sucks, because they were so cool to go to.
Nichols is the only place where I beat Battletoads.
I played so much Virtual On, and then what's that, House of the Dead or something?
Yeah. I played so much of that as well.
Yeah, that was like the most expensive game there, and it was $3 for the newest version of it. And you go to the, it was $3 at Nichols, but if you went to the movie theater and tried to play it,
it was like $3.
It was like fucking 75 cents. I don't think it's $3, but I get it. Inflation.
I spent a lot of time at Tilt when I was a kid.
Tilt,
I never really did Tilt very often.
They had the Jurassic Park game.
Like, oh, okay.
And it worked.
Nice.
And it worked.
And the Family Fun Center, they used to have this cow game. I almost want to go back if they still have it, because if you want to get a ticket prize, you literally milk the shit out of that game. So it had light-up udders, right? And the way it worked is, like, an udder light-up, and you have to grab the udder, grab the udder, grab the udder, grab the udder.
Okay.
You know? And it, like, gets faster and faster, but the game was broken in the fact that I could take... Oh, I don't know, both hands and judo chop all four udders simultaneously and just keep doing that. And then the tickets literally would just be like, and just continually coming out of the machine. And you just, like, I had to call the attendant over like 5 times for tickets. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, winning. I'm winning. Like, I'm getting so many goddamn tickets, fill it up.
I bet that game's not there anymore.
I bet you it isn't. But once I figured that out, man, that shit was broken.
You know what I'm kind of bummed we don't have? We don't have a Dave and Buster's.
Oh,
like, I think the closest one is, like, Everett or some shit.
I don't think I've ever been to a...
I haven't either.
I've never even heard of Dave and Buster's.
I've heard of it.
It's GameWorks, basically.
Okay.
Games and drinking.
But there's tickets.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, wait, there's tickets at GameWorks.
Yeah. Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ticket system in GameWorks was... I mean, obviously ticket prices are...
Skee-Ball.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Have it. Yeah.
Skee-Ball's the shit, though.
Yeah. At GameWorks, there's only, like, 4 games upstairs that give out tickets.
Yeah, downstairs, though, there's, like, 12.
Oh, are there more downstairs? Yeah. Oh, I've never noticed ones downstairs
before. The SpongeBob
before.
Game is hard.
Sounds dumb.
It's fun.
What is it? Like,
you have to, like, instead of, like, pressing a button, you have to stomp on a pad.
Okay, like,
it matches,
for a light or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a lot of fun.
Dance Dance SpongeBob Revolution?
No, it's, like, in a line. It comes from, like, it comes from SpongeBob's mouth. I think it's his tongue that lights up or some shit. And you stomp on the end of his tongue when the light gets closest to you. And you
nice.
Get more and more tough.
That's weird.
That's SpongeBob.
What about those token trucks? Where you drop it down the little sled that's swinging
Scam.
Back and forth?
Yeah.
Scam.
No, I'm super good at hitting the little dump truck levers and tipping them over.
Nice.
I'm actually really good at that game. Like, it usually takes 1 or 2 tokens to get the timing down.
You're talking about, like, the ones that fill up with
They fill up with the tokens, and then you just, like, I usually only takes a few for me to get the timing down.
That's
and then
why
I
say scam.
They have those ones, too, that, like, just kind of push.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of, if you get
you have
the
to land
right
in
spot,
the spot to
push
the tokens
row.
Off.
Like, every once in a while, you'll get a big row, but then.
Oh, and then the claw games, those are a scam.
Oh, yeah.
Although, when I went to Fred Meyer last, I told Peter, I was like, I tried the stuffed animal one, and I didn't get a stuffed animal. And then I told you, I was like, I'm gonna go for something. You know the black sand ones with, like, watches and all kinds of shit?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Those ones that, like, you can never pick up shit in.
It'll have, like, a Game Boy or some shit
I
in
went
there,
for this fucking Ungrateful Dead shot glass, right? Got it on my first fucking try. I was like, no way. The hook, like, went through the plastic container around the shot glass and picked it up, and I was just like...
Baller.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I won my sister a reindeer from the stuffed animal machine right beside that, like, the time before. I'm getting slowly addicted to the claw games. The claw! anyways, a little gaming reminisce, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it, except for... Oh,
it's actually, I found the virtual reality arena.
The laser
arena.
Tag?
Yeah, it's called VRcade.
Oh.
So instead of arcade, it's V, the letter V, the little R, letter R, and then Cade.
Where's it at?
It is. Somewhere not in Washington State.
Gotcha.
Somewhere down to. You said Texas or Arizona, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we got a. I mean. Oh, virtual reality arcade. Never mind.
Yeah. If you listen to the Joe Rogan podcast where he had one of the guys from Cloud9 Gaming on there, it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago, they go on and on about it for like 30 minutes. That's where I found out about
it. There's one in Seattle.
I was going to say, it VRcade is in Seattle.
Yeah. Lower Queen Anne.
Oh, nice.
We need to
I'm
do
thinking,
this.
Then this is something different that I did not see on
full motion
the Joe Rogan
virtual
experience.
Virtual reality. I am so there. I don't even care if this shit's expensive.
Wow, this is pretty cool looking.
Like, this looks... Full motion virtual reality.
Yeah. Everything is powered that you're wearing by a backpack. So, yes, you are wearing an Oculus Rift, but you're not tethered to anything. You just have this pack on. Right. And then there are cameras that are set up around the warehouse. They track your gun movement, your body movement, things like that, with very, very low latency. It's one of the things they actually brag about is how low the latency is.
VR zombies?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So excited.
They even have, like, horror games
in
as well.
In Seattle.
So
zombies are horror.
Well, but more of, like, a... what was the really really big horror game that came out?
Alien?
No. Well, that as well.
Isolation.
Yeah, Alien Isolation. Yeah. But it was before that. It was...
The Dead game you guys were playing? That was also zombies?
No. Fuck, I don't remember.
Brain Fart.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it... Yes, it's called Brain Fart. But no, you just walk around with a lantern, you can't attack, you always have to run from stuff.
Amnesia?
Yes, Amnesia.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they were showing, was games like Amnesia, to where it's literally like...
Fuck that!
It's like a... But that would actually be really cool, because...
No, that would actually be really heart attack-y.
It would be, you're right. But think about it, around Halloween, you could do a virtual reality haunted house and have it different every day. Or, you know, have it change out once a week.
Yeah.
This does look really cool, though. There's another laser tag place actually close to
the zombie one.
Yeah, it's close to the studio here. It's not VR and stuff like that, but it's got like actors playing as the zombies.
Oh, okay.
Or you could do just like a Call of Duty kind of
like straight up laser tag type of situation.
Me and John versus you and Peter. You know?
Okay.
I'm thinking that this might.
But this looks way cooler.
Yeah.
So.
I'm thinking that this actually might be a company that sells these systems to people that want to open their own virtual arcades.
Oh, that might be
it. The more reading I do, the more it looks like.
I was trying to find it before we ended the show, and that's what I thought it was the VRcade. But it's, I mean, you guys get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
it's an awesome idea, for sure. Hopefully there's, because I couldn't find a price or anything either to, like, where you could actually go to do it.
Right.
And if your Tesla suit works out, that it's just one more step.
Yeah, oh, exactly, yeah. I mean, because then you go there, you put the backpack on, you put the Tesla suit on. Well, you probably put the suit on before the backpack, but...
I'd like to see it the other way around, a Ninja Turtle or something.
yep, nope, they sell the equipment.
What? Oh, it's, okay, they're the ones that sell the equipment? Okay.
Yeah.
But I do know that there is one opening in Arizona or Texas.
Well, they're based here in Seattle, though.
So they might have
sell
their own
to somebody here eventually.
Or maybe they have their own.
Right.
Studio that you can go play at.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
go be a beta tester for
them. But it is definitely,
them?
I was looking at it, they have two product divisions, VR Design and VRcade, each with a specific focus on applications across a variety of commercial industries, arcade gaming and entertainment applications, supporting product sales as a technologically agnostic professional service division.
Jesus Christ.
Right? Jesus Christ. But yeah.
Or, you know, if you're into that.
I'm just excited that they're really, like, this is literally the first step of combining the real world with a virtual one.
This here says it could easily cost around $1 million to set up one of these
virtual reality
studios.
Especially because you have to buy several rigs so you can get multiple people playing at the same time.
So let's do it, guys.
You got $1 million?
No, we're taking a loan.
Oh, okay.
Do you have awesome credit? Because if you put my name on that thing, we're going down.
Yeah. If you put my name on that thing, they're just going to look at it and be like, no.
They're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
And they're not even going to say anything. They're just going to keep laughing until you walk away from embarrassment. They're just going to be like, $1 million?
Just a deep, hearty laugh.
Whoa, 1.5 million. Got to cover expenses.
Oh, yeah, true.
There's extras.
Jesus. We got to pay ourselves.
You got to rent the building out.
Right.
And
plus,
get some snacks in there.
There's a tax that's involved whenever you get a loan, too. You're going to lose out on at least a quarter of that. So.
Yep.
If that's all you guys got, I do have Peter's mine.
Yeah, that's where I was going to get at. We do have a question left.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully it's easier than the codec one.
What is a hertz? What is the definition of a hertz?
It's a measurement of power, isn't it?
It's got to be more detailed than that.
What's a hertz? Not the... Ah, you bitch.
I didn't look, but
He Googled it. He just didn't read.
Exactly. That's actually exactly what happened. I typed it in, and then I closed the thing.
It's a frequency wave, but I don't know, like... I don't know that...
It's just the measurement of the amplitude of a frequency.
The hertz symbol... HZ.
Is a rent-a-car center.
Is the unit of frequency in the international systems of units and is defined as one cycle per second. It is named after Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, the first person to provide conclusive proof of the existence of electromagnetic waves.
I think that's incorrect, because what I got here is the Hertz Corporation is a subsidiary of Hertz Global Holdings, Inc., and is an American car rental company with the international locations in 145 countries worldwide.
So, common uses of the words Hertz include megahertz and gigahertz when it comes to processing speed.
And when you kicked me at Hertz? No?
John's was clever. Okay. Yours...
Not so much.
Yeah,
I tried.
Don't be silly.
A for effort.
Made me
F
giggle.
For failing.
Made me giggle.
So yeah, that's
all you got?
Yeah.
God. So we're going to have to come back with a question for you at some point.
At some point, but that's not today.
How much weight can Venom lift?
That's variable depending on who's in the Venom suit. Anyway, and who's one time there was a T-Rex. I'm not kidding.
I know. Comics are ridiculous.
You guys got anything else to
I think
add?
We're going to end it on Venom Rex.
Do we have any Facebook or
no,
Twitter?
No, we closed those all down because they weren't getting hit. I guess we'll open them up for another week and see how you guys can do.
I thought we actually had a comment on Facebook about about
Michael Felix?
We need to... No, actually, it wasn't from Mike.
Oh, it was Rick?
No, it was from...
keep guessing.
Thomas Paine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You guys need a console guy on your show.
We do. Well, you know, PC Master Race, you know, looking for that final solution.
Jesus.
Hey, we got to get rid of the consoles, man.
Kyle Adam.
consoles are going away anyway.
Yeah.
Eventually. They're still dying. Probably 10 years
right, we're
out
just
or whatever,
slowly getting to that final solution.
Yeah.
And then we work on the Max.
It's a slow process. Very slow process.
But yeah. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll laugh at your comment, apparently. So.
Yep, and as always...
You guys responded.
Yeah,
I responded. I just forgot about it.
I also responded. I was the first one to respond.
First!
Yeah. Thank you. That's right.
I'm going to give you a round of applause. Now maybe you reach back and pat yourself on the back real quick. There you go.
Good job, Adam. Thank you, other Adam.
All right, well, if that's everything, I'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Goodbye.
I'm Peter.